We're speaking to Tom Breen in Dublin, Tom being from Galway originally. So, Tom, can you tell me, we're talking to you about your memories of the Galway Pirates of the 1980s. Can you tell me what sparked your interest in the whole scene?
My interest got sparked in the whole scene because of I used to listen to a lot of radio in Galway, you know, different stations. And then, like, when I'd done a course in Galway, in Anko, there was a bloke there, right, who became my brother-in-law. He got married to my sister, and he was very big into radio. His name was Jerry McDonough, a radio named Barry Williams, you know. So we got together and we got talking. He was sharing his interest with me, and then I realized that we had the same interest. And from there, he told me about a radio station that he had started in the Claddagh, called Claddagh Community Radio. So I said, that's something I always wanted to do. So I says, where did you get the transmitter? And he told me that he bought it in O'Connor's TV in Galway. And I said, would they have any more? So I went in, right? And there was a man in O'Connor's TV at the time, Liam Stenson, right? Who we might talk about later on. But he picked up, he had one of these microphones and he picked it up and he started talking like a real professional presenter on radio. So I knew it wasn't his first time on radio talking like this, because he sounded very professional. So anyway, he said, this is the mic. And it was a small nickel microphone with a 1.5 volt battery. But the distance it covered when we put up a larger aerial was really fantastic, you know. So I got the idea then to start up Radio Ballyban, you know, which was my own radio station, you know. I used to play local pop music and things like that. And people used to ask me for requests and that, you know. And it was my interest at the time. And that's what sparked my interest in radio.
And what year would Claddagh Community Radio then have been on the air?
Claddagh Community Radio would have probably started in around 1980, in around there.
And this was a very low power, just a few watts, I presume, just covering the Claddagh area of Galway.
Just covering the Claddagh area of Galway, about probably less than a watt or something like that, or even a watt at all, you know. It was very low powered, yeah. Extremely low powered.
And
yeah.
Your station in Ballyban then, was that a similar setup, just a watt or two, or very, just very low power?
Very low power, just a watt or two, yeah.
And can you remember anything else then about Claddagh Community Radio, how long it lasted for, how long it was it coming and going? I presume it was only a temporary part-time operation?
No, they actually had quite a few DJs involved in it, you know. They had about a couple of the local lads were involved in it as well. So they had a full radio schedule, you know, as far as I know, because Jerry McDonough was telling me this at the time, you know. Who was the starter of who started the radio, and they had four or five people involved in it, and it was a great success. Loads of people used to ask after the radio station when it had gone, and loads of people remembered it, you know. So it was a great success, you know.
Were some of the people involved, had they been involved in IRG, Independent Radio Galway, because that closed down in the summer of 1979? So did some of them perhaps migrate to this small station in the Claddagh?
No, they would have been local lads, you know, that were interested in radio at the time, you know, yeah.
Okay, so there was no link between IRG and Claddagh Community Radio then. So your Radio Ballyban would have been 1980, 1981 as well, is that correct?
That would be around about, that would be it, yeah.
And were there any other stations on then during this period, or was it only basically small, very low power operators here and there in different parts of the city?
At the time there, you know, the next radio station after that would have been Radio Air, you know, yeah, and WCCR. They would be the two radio stations that would have been prominent at that time, you know.
Okay, and Radio Air, that's EYRE, as in Air Square in Galway, yeah, of course. And
that's right.
What can you tell us about your memories of Radio Air, and what kind of a setup was that?
Well, my first memory of Radio Air was... I had put together a tape because when you want to get involved in radio, you have to put together a demo tape. So I put together a demo tape, and I went up to the station, which was at the time called the Pheasant. I think it was meant now. It's, I don't know what it's called now, but it was in Church Street in Galway, you know, at the back of Church Street in Galway, up over a pub in Galway. I don't know what the name of the pub is now, but I went up and I was at the time Liam Stenson was on air, so he listened to my demo, and he just said, look, he said, you sound good. And he says, I'm interested. But he said, can you cover local events and things like that? So I said, well, I could do another demo tape probably covering local events and everything. He said, because being a DJ is a bit more than just playing music. So he said, if you do that and bring back a demo tape to me, we'll consider you for a show, you know. But what happened at the time was, right, I had let it go. And what happened was the station was having problems with the transmitter going off air, because there was a capacitor that was blowing quite a lot. And Liam Stenson said this record caused the transmitter to blow the last time. So this seemed to be an occurrence with this particular transmitter. Now, the transmitter was built by a Galway man who worked in an electronics shop in Galway, you know. And he incidentally built the transmitter for IRG at the time, which was a 30-watt transmitter, which started IRG, you know.
In
1978.
So yeah. Was the radio air transmitter a similar strength, about 30 watts?
It would have been a similar strength, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and can you remember what frequency it was?
The frequency, I can't remember what frequency it was now at the moment. I think it was 199. So 199, yeah, 199.
So that would have been the same as IRG then, the same frequency. And you mentioned Liam Stenson as well. So obviously there was a link between IRG, where Liam Stenson was one of the presenters, and Radio Air.
That's right. That's correct. The two of them were involved actually in the two stations, you know. Liam Stenson was involved in IRG, and he was also involved with Radio Air, you know, at the time.
And when you said that you were asked to get local news and things, was Radio Air trying to be quite similar then to IRG? Rather than just a music station, they were trying to cover local events, be a bit more community focused?
That is correct. That came across from Liam Stenson, that he wanted to to kind of be more community based, you know, and rather than kind of a music station, you know, at the time, you know. And he was a nice man, very, very, very courteous, and gave me quite a bit of time in the studio as well while he was on air, you know. So in later years, I met him and I was talking to him, and I told him that I knew where the transmitter came from, and he said, well, I'm not impressed with the way that transmitter was built, because it kept blowing. But he was in a hurry at the time, and he was going up the escalator in Roach's Stores at the time. So that's where the last time I met him was there, you know.
Okay. And can you remember a timeline at all for Radio Air? You had said you had had Radio Ballyban and Claddagh Community Radio in 1980, maybe 1981. Did Radio Air start around the same time? Can you remember a date?
I think the closest date I would have would be 1980, yeah.
Okay, for Radio yeah. Air, 1980. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened to Radio Air when WCCR came along? This was West Coast Community Radio. This was a bigger station, as far as I understand. And okay. There was an issue there between the two stations, I think.
There was. The two of them were on air for a while, right? I heard the two of them on air for a while. And what happened was, eventually Radio Air went and WCCR became the station for Galway at the time, you know, yeah. And what happened was, I wanted a job in WCCR, so I applied for a guest DJ spot, right, and I got it with Philip Scott. Philip Scott is known today as Keith Finnegan, who is the CEO of Galway Bay FM. And he gave me my first spot on the air, you know. So after that, then I was interested, and I wanted to become a presenter. So I didn't have any contact names for WCCR at the time. So one night I went down to the station on spec, And I just walked in, and there was a presenter on the air called Steve Henry, right? And he sat me down and he said, well, would you like to talk to and tell us about things that you're interested in? So we had a small bit of conversation on the air, and off air, then he said, I told him I was interested. So he gave me the name of a man called Pat Ryan. And I rang Pat Ryan, and Pat Ryan said, yes, of course, Tom, if you could bring down a demo tape to me, we'll listen to it and we'll take it from there. So I brought down a demo tape to WCCR, and Pat Ryan was there, and so was Jerry Walsh. And they listened to it and they liked it. And I got put on the air with Jerry Walsh, who was doing the breakfast show at the time in WCCR. And I was with him for a while until eventually they were confident enough to let me loose, to let me loose on the air, if you like, so to speak. So that's my recollection of WCCR.
And yeah. What was the setup like? I know they were in Clunaconie and Castle at the beginning, or that's where the AM aerial was, and then they moved, I think, to Roscam. So what's your memory of the setup, of the technical setup when you were there? How basic was it?
The setup was quite good now. The transmitter, right, was sitting on top of a ledge on a stairwell, right? And it was... from what I know, it was about 30 or 50 watts being fed into a linear amplifier, which gave it a higher output. But when I spoke to John Sullivan about the setup, he said that the linear amplifier doesn't work very well with on AM, but it works brilliant on FM. So I don't know what the output was in total, but it was 50 watts being fed into a linear amplifier, and you had to turn on the transmitter first, and then turn on the linear amplifier, and then it took about half an hour to warm up. So you'd have to go in, you'd have to allow about a half an hour, or maybe 20 minutes for it to warm up, you know, and all you could see was these big huge valves, right, and a big metal casing, and there was fans blowing air onto the transmitter to keep it cool, you know. And inside then you had two rooms. Then you had, one of them was a record storage where you picked out your records, and then the next room next to that was your station room, right. It had two microphones, two record decks, and two tape decks, and a mixing system, you know, and a big reel-to-reel player, you know. And that was the general setup I remember now, you know.
So it wasn't a bad setup. And have you any idea how far the coverage area was when you said 50 watts into an amplifier, you know, you might have been getting a bit more. So how far did the signal go?
I was in County Clare once, and I could hear WCCR coming in very, 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 very well in County Clare. So I'd say they were covering one and a half counties comfortably. Yeah.
Okay, County Galway, yep. And part of County Clare as well.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems quite high for such a low power transmitter, but then we're not sure what the exact output was, I suppose. So we've traced the beginning of WCCR to around February 1982. Do you think, would that be correct from your memory?
That would be correct, yes. Yeah.
And apparently the transmitter came from a radio station in Newbridge in Kildare. Did you ever hear people talking about that?
I knew it came from up the country now, because I used to ask questions about it. And at that time, people were very, very hush-hush about transmitters, because they were, you know, you weren't supposed to have them. And, you know, and even John Sullivan, who built the transmitter for two stations, was very hush-hush about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Didn't want his name mentioned, but now we can mention, now the details can come out. But at that time, transmitters were very hush-hush. Nobody wanted to divulge information where they got transmitters from, but all we heard that it was came from up the country. That's all I can remember, yeah.
Okay, I think we have a date of July 83 for the end of WCCR. Would that be correct, do you think?
That would be correct to my ability, yeah.
Okay, and the other station that you were involved in then, Tom, was Radio Renmore. Can you tell us about that, what was involved with Radio Renmore?
Okay, well, there was two friends of mine. One was called Brendan Mee, who you know very well, and the other bloke was called Gary Hardiman, right? And we became good friends, right? And what happened was, right, I was messing around one day with a transmitter, and they had listened to the transmitter, and they were coming down to see me about something, you know? So they were listening to my broadcast on a radio. And when I told them, they said, we found another radio station. And I said, what music were they playing? And he said, well, they were playing Lips Incorporated by Funky Town, Lips Incorporated. And I said, that's just me messing around with a transmitter. And they said, you have a radio transmitter? And I said, yes. And they said, why don't we start a radio station? And I said, and I was all for the idea. And I said, well, it's a bit low powered now. And they said, well, no, we can start a radio station. So we got together and we talked about forming a radio station. And I wanted to call the radio station some other name. And Gary and Brendan said, no, why don't we just call it a local name like Radio Renmore, you know? So Gary and Brendan came up with the name Radio Renmore. I wanted Radio Victory or Victory Radio, but they talked me into Radio Renmore, if you like, you know. So Radio Renmore it was, and it was a great success. So we used to get ads from local shops here and there, from Duggan's and from a pharmacy and from other people as well. And it was a great success because ladies in the shop used to say, we're losing more brown bags for requests than we are selling sweets, you know.
How were the brown bags related to the requests? Were people writing them down on the brown bags or something?
People were saying, yeah, they used to have brown bags for the sweets, you know. And what was happening was, right, they used to say, we're losing more brown bags on requests. People are writing out requests than we are selling sweets in the shop, you know. And then we said, well, we had a box in the shop and we used to collect it every week with requests and we used to play requests, you know.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, very
good. And I think that was very low power as well, maybe around 5 watts, if I'm correct. So you were only really covering Renmore, I suppose.
It was about 5 watts, but what happened was our location was down in Lochatawley at the time, right? Mm. Which was a good location because next to Lochatawley was Lochatawley River, you know. And the signal used to bounce across into Galway City. And I remember I was in Galway City a few times and I was able to pick up Radio Renmore very clear in Galway City. So we were actually covering Renmore and Galway City at times, you know, yeah?
Okay, and this was FM only, I think, as far as I remember.
This was FM only at the time.
Which was a bit unusual for the early 80s, wasn't it?
It was a bit unusual for the early 80s, you know, but we were doing very well with the FM was coming into its own at the time. It was starting to get very popular and people were starting to use FM now, and AM was going to go into decline, but AM was going to go into decline years later, you know.
And Radio Renmore had to close down then because I think you all had to do your leaving cert or something like that. You were all so young, or some of the people involved were so young.
That's right, yeah. Brendan Mee and Brian Walsh and also Gary Hardiman. I was working at the time, so I was given as much time to the station as I could, you know. But the lads wanted to finish off their leaving cert, so we continued it for a while on and off after that then, but eventually the station closed, you know.
And Tom, do you have any other memories then of the Galway scene, just to finish up, of your involvement in those stations, or any other memories of the time?
Well, my fond memories would be of RLR, and also some other radio stations, you know.
RLR being Renmore Local Radio.
That's right, yeah. My fond memories would be of times when basically we'd be when Jerry McDonough, one of the presenters on the radio, decided that he was going to listen in one night, and he was based in the Claddagh, and he rang me up, and he rang me up, and he told me, "Listen, I can pick up the radio station in the Claddagh, you know." And we were all excited that we were getting that range, you know, because we had only thought that we'd cover Rinmore, but we were actually getting parts of Galway City and the Claddagh, you know, on about 5 watts radiated power, which was fantastic, you know. And that was a big highlight for us. And we also had people ringing us up from the city centre looking for requests. So we were delighted that about the range of this small little transmitter, but yet it was able to get the distance that we never expected. And we never expected Radio Rinmore to be as popular as what it was, you know. And indeed, a lot of the presenters from Radio Rinmore went on to work in other stations. Barry Williams, my brother-in-law, went on to work in several other stations after that, and he finished up in Galway Bay FM. And also Brendan and me went on to work in other stations after that, and also Brian Walsh went on to work in other stations, and I went on to work in my own radio station after that in Dublin here, and also done some work with Radio Nova as well, you know. So very fond memories of the radio scene in Galway.